here on the Country Hour. And Grain Producers Australia is stepping up its campaign against the introduction of a biosecurity levy, which the federal government plans to introduce to protect the country from threats like foot and mouth disease and African swine fever. The Agriculture Levies Bill 2024 has recently passed through the lower house and will be subject to Senate committee hearings later this month, with the closing date for submissions to that public hearing tomorrow, the 10th of April. If the levy is legislated, primary producers will be asked to pay around $47.5 million annually, or 6% of the total funding for biosecurity. Barry Large farms at Myling, almost 200 kilometres northeast of Perth, and he's also the chair of Grain Producers Australia. Barry, how was the bill received in the lower house?
Well, the interesting thing is that we've always not been supportive of this bill. It's just another tax to growers, and that's how it's been reacted in the lower house, and clearly the Greens are not in favour. The Coalition's not in favour. The Independents are not in favour. It's fundamentally flawed, and everybody else can see that, bar the Labor Party.
So which MPs spoke against the bill in the lower house?
Well, we had our local representative from here in Geraldton talk against it. Melissa Price, Rick Wilson from down south spoke against it. We've had David Littleproud talk against it. So there's been quite a bit of conversation about it, that everyone can see that the funds go to consolidated revenue. It's just going to bail out a department that is struggling for funds.
And on what grounds were they opposed to it, those MPs that you just mentioned?
Those MPs are opposed to it. They've been listening to their growers, and their growers are paying enough taxes. We're already supporting biosecurity. Biosecurity is close to everybody's heart, particularly my heart, in the fact that we're paying it through Plant Health Australia, we're paying it through GRDC, we're paying it through the State Grain, Seed and Hay Committee if there's an incursion. We're paying it through shires, let alone what farmers are doing themselves on their own. So everyone can see the spend, and then here we are having a biosecurity tax put on, which is pretty much $300 million out of it, of which the grains industry, it would cost the grains industry $30 million, going into consolidated revenue. I mean, if it's project-based, we can see where the spend is. We'd all be happy, but we can't see where the spend is, and we're already spending enough, particularly in the West when we're facing seasons like we are at the moment, that are hard.
The bill is designed to collect funds for what it says is critical border protection. And if we look at the breakdown, I mean, producers seem to be chipping in a minimal amount for a job that's basically designed to protect your business. So taxpayers will contribute around 44% of this total biosecurity funding, importers 48%, producers 6%, and Australia Post 2%. Does it make sense that you make a contribution since you're going to get the benefit from it?
Well, I say to you, where are all our other collective contributions that we're making for biosecurity taken into account for this? That's my first point. My second point is, the producers are the ones where it's stopping, let alone the risk creators and the beneficiaries. Where are the other people along the supply chain participating in paying for this? I mean, if it's equitable, I think we all don't have a problem. And if it's project-based and the money isn't going to consolidated revenue, we can't see how the spend is going. All the other people who are contributing money to this, the money is going to consolidated revenue. And there's no accountability of the spend for biosecurity.
So do you support the levy in general, but you don't like where the money is being directed? If it was going into, as you mentioned earlier, sort of specific projects, biosecurity projects, would you be more supportive of this bill in that case?
No, I don't think so, Belinda. I think that at the moment we're all putting a lot of money into biosecurity. We all have the monies there we need it. If we have an incursion that we have to ramp up to facilitate the eradication or transition to management.
But don't you want to stop it before it gets to that point? You don't want foot and mouth disease just suddenly discovered in Australia and then try and do something. The idea is that you put the money in now to stop that even getting here.
But I think we already are, Belinda.
So enough is being spent at the moment, you think?
Yeah, I do. I believe there is. I mean, we've got Plant Health Australia. Surveillance is certainly the key to good biosecurity. We've got Plant Health Australia onto this. We've got GRDC just announced a new initiative into biosecurity. So these are project-based. We can see what's going on.
Right. So look, the bill has now passed the lower house. It's got to go through Senate hearings, which start later this month, and then to the Senate to be debated in the Senate. What are you hearing from the crossbench senators? Anyone in your corner?
Oh, absolutely. We have the coalition in our corner, the Greens, and the Independents, and we'll continue to help validate the argument to these guys about where the money is going. And I know I keep repeatedly saying this, that it's going to consolidated revenue. I mean, we've put together this advisory panel, but we don't even know the terms of reference to it. So, I mean, the department or Murray Watt hasn't given us that information, and we need that information. So is this just a box ticking idea? And I'll say it again, the money's going to consolidated revenue.
And the problem with that is you're not sure where it's going to be directed from that point.
That is more than a problem, because we all know that the department is running low on funds and having trouble balancing their books going forward. And this is just a cash grab to fund their way out of it.
Do you think you're winning this argument, Barry? How are you reading it?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, it's all about protecting our biosecurity. And I think there's two different agendas going on here. And we will keep raising this to fundamentally protect growers from biosecurity incursions. That's what we do. And we will be keeping the funds in growers' pockets, because the best manager of anyone's money is the person who makes it.
Barry, how's the season looking your way at Myling? It's pretty dry across, well, most of the state, really, but there are some pockets that have had some rain. What's the story at Myling?
No, look, it's very dry, Belinda. I don't think I've seen it drier in my 30 years, to be honest, of farming here. And, you know, whilst we're all ramping up for seeding, and we're still in the livestock industry, so we've got quite a few sheep, and we're doing a bit of hand feeding and a bit of shearing at the moment, and we just try to keep being optimistic and that there's it's going to rain, and hopefully there's never two seasons the same, because I don't want to see another one like that last year. And that's part of farming. I guess the worry is high input costs to grow a crop, to run livestock. Everything is high input these days. Our margins are cut, and we're really all out there trying to manage our books and make sure we get through to another good season.
So you've started seeding?
No, no. We'll start scratching a bit of sheep feed in maybe end of next week, and then we'll just make sure everything's working and just start ticking along quietly and look to the horizons.
Very good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, as always, good. Thank you.